Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Are you still there? Forward!
Adam Hunter, the tall, crag-faced sheriff of Solano, was sure there was nothing really bad in Dave, his motherless son. The boy was just young and a little wild, too easy with his lip and his gun. And although Adam did his best to curb him, the news that came late one Saturday night was wholly unexpected.
Now what? What can anybody want this time of night? All right. Be there as soon as I get my boots on. Now, what's wrong?
Sheriff, you better come over to the Palace Cafe. There's trouble brewing.
What kind of trouble?
Dave, that loud-talking kid of yours. He's throwing his weight around.
That's so?
Some of the boys don't like it, even if he is your son.
Wait till I get dressed and we'll walk over there.
Sheriff, and they're crowd at the end of the bar.
I see him.
All right, Simpson. Guess we're all fired fast with those guns. Let's see you reach for them.
Ah, shut up. I come in here to get a drink, not play games with a bald-faced kid.
Yeah? Especially when the kid can beat you to the draw.
Why, you little...
See? I've got you covered. You're still fumbling like a blind pig.
Well, I caught my finger.
Why don't you admit you can't reach fast enough? I can move faster than that in the dark.
All right, Lightning. Let's see you try.
All right,
no,
I will.
Dave, that's enough.
Dan, I thought you were home in bed.
I would be if you'd behave yourself. Put that gun away, Dave.
Oh, I was just showing some of these old moss bags
that I... I'd still like to see that Lightning draw in the dark.
The light! Somebody shot out the lamp.
Good idea. Now, you sniveling pipsqueak, I'm gonna...
Dave.
I'm right here, Dave.
Take a light. Somebody bring in a lantern.
Here's a lamp for the back room.
Strike a match.
That's it. Now we can... Hey, look at Joe Simpson. He's
been shot. Simpson's dead.
Dead?
What's that?
Dead. Bullet went right through his heart.
That's right. I ought to know. I was standing right next to him.
Ike Lyons. Where'd you come from?
Been here all evening, dealing faro. This is murder, Sheriff. That kid of yours shot Simpson down in cold blood.
I did not. That's a lie.
Did you use your gun, Dave, after the lights went out?
Sure. I shot when the ruckus started. But I didn't aim anywhere near Joe Simpson.
Yes, you did. I saw it.
Kind of hard to see in the dark, ain't it, Lyons?
Not for me. I got very good eyesight. Besides that, everybody else around here must have seen it.
Maybe so, maybe not.
I didn't kill Simpson. Honest, I didn't, Dad.
We'll decide that later.
Well, why later? Can young Fancy Pants here get away with murder just because he happens to be your son?
Nobody gets away with murder. If Dave is accused of this killing, he'll be tried just like anyone else.
You don't need a trial when a man's killed in front of 50 witnesses.
You're the only one I've heard swear Dave did it.
Well, maybe some of these gents are afraid to talk. Because Dave's your kid.
How about it, men? Anybody besides Ike Lyon see Dave shoot Joe Simpson?
How could they? It was dark.
I say let's string him up.
Sure, and there's a lot more of us say the same thing.
You can forget it. There'll be no lynching party. Dave is my prisoner, and I'm jailing him. If he's guilty of murder, a jury will find it out.
I didn't do it, Dan.
Quiet, Dave. I'm arresting you because that's the law. If you're innocent,
are you gents going to let a tin star get away with this? You think he's going to jail his own kid? You're loco. Once they get out of here, I'll turn him loose. Hey,
look out, Dad. Back of you.
Drop that gun, Sheriff. I got the bulge on you, and you know it.
All right.
Drop it. Sheriff, the kind of law we believe in is short and simple. Ike Lyon saw your kid gun Joe Simpson, so we're stringing him up. And you'd better not interfere.
That's right, too.
Yeah? Maybe I've got something to say about that.
Oh! Blood me in the hand.
Now you lynch crazy lobos. I've got the drop on all of you.
Wait a minute, Dave. There's no call
you
for
too, you. You too, Dad. You're going to let him get away with it. Let him lynch me for a killing I didn't do.
That's not true. I arrested you because I'm a lawman. And the law says every man gets a fair trial, no matter who he is.
Yeah?
You know that. Ever since you were a little shaver, I've told you about this star I'm wearing and what it means.
That star's just a hunk of tin as far as I'm concerned.
No, Dave. Don't.
There we are. And all the rest of you hombres, I'll drill the first one that moves.
It's a frame-up. The law dog and his kid frame this stunt so he can get away.
You're wrong, Ike. Just so Dad and all of you will understand. From now on, I'm dealing my own cards. I'll take care of myself.
Ten years went by. Ten long and uneventful years, during which Sheriff Adam Hunter neither saw nor heard from Dave. The killing of Joe Simpson was almost forgotten. Ike Lyons had disappeared, and the sheriff was resigned to the loss of his wayward son. Then, one evening in early summer, as he entered the Palace Cafe.
Evening, Sheriff.
Evening, Charlie. Having quite a hot spell, aren't we?
Tolerable. It's nowhere as near as hot as a faro game going on back there.
That's so?
Yeah. Ike Lyons drifted back into town. Set up his layout this afternoon.
Well, Ike Lyons, huh? Think I'll go back and look him over.
Put your money on your cards, gents. Get your bets down.
Say, Ike, you slipped those cards out of the box mighty fast. You sure this layout's on the square?
Square's the die, gents. I give you my word of honor.
And that's not worth the powder to blow it up.
Hey, what the...
Well, if it ain't the old law dog himself. You still packing the tin star around here? The town hasn't shown much improvement in the last 10 years.
Yes, it has. We don't like crooked gamblers anymore.
Why, you...
Especially when we get reward notices telling us that Quirt Bastian's outlaw gang is using a tin horn gambling gent for a lookout.
I...
That's got nothing to do with me.
Maybe. I just wanted you to know I've got my eyes peeled.
Listen, you old coot. If you're looking for owl hoots, why don't you run down a fast-trigger gent named Dave Hunter?
What? If you mean my son's an owl hoot, you're a liar.
Yeah? Everybody riding back trails knows that your kid joined up with Bastian's outfit this summer.
Oh, dirty lion.
Wait a minute. Don't lay a hand on me. I haven't done anything.
Neither has a rat. But we don't like him.
I got a legal right to practice my profession.
Shut up and listen to me. There's no law against gambling or lying either, so I can't jail you for that. But if I ever hear you mention Dave's name again, I'll break every bone in your body. Understand? Come on, Charlie.
Sure.
You're right, Sheriff. He's lying. He must have been.
You mean about Dave? I'll bet money it's not true, but I'm going to find out.
How?
Quirt Bastian's gang is holed up in the Dragoon Hills west of here. I'm going hunting.
You better take a good-sized posse. I hear that Bastian's got a tough bunch of line riders.
Nope. Tonight's the first time in 10 years I've even heard about Dave. This is a job for me. Me alone.
Early the following morning, when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined up their horses in the thickly wooded hills west of Solano.
Oh, easy, steady, big fella.
Yeah. We'll make camp here, Tonto.
Steady, boy.
There's a creek at the bottom of the slope.
Uh-huh. And plenty good wood for a campfire.
Right. I'll build the fire. You water the horses.
Come, Scout. Come, Silver. Come, fella. Come.
I'll just scoop out a fire base near this rock.
Get it out, Dave. Reach high.
No,
turn around. One move and I'll trigger this gun.
All right. My hands are up.
That's better.
I don't know who you are because you won't let me turn around. But you've made a mistake.
No, I haven't. You've not changed much in 10 years. A little bigger. Your voice is deeper. That's all.
Then maybe you'll tell me who I am.
Oh, stop pretending, Dave. Don't make this any harder for me to do.
Do?
I guess Ike Lyons was right. You are with Bastian's gang. So I'm going to treat you like I would any other outlaw.
Is that so?
Many's the time I've said I'd rather see my son dead than ride in the pack trails. That's the way it's going to be. I'm going to kill you, Dave. Now.
His hands upraised, and with Sheriff Adam Hunter's drawn gun on his back, the Lone Ranger played for time.
Just a minute. If you hate outlaws as much as you say you do, you'll give me a chance to explain.
I don't want any explanations from you, Dave. I would have bet my bottom dollar this wasn't true. But now that I know it is, I'm going to...
No, you not do it! Oh!
Good work, Tonto. I stalled hoping you'd come back. For a few minutes, it looked like I was going to...
Let me see him. Tonto jumped plenty fast.
Oh, what hit me?
Tonto's fist. He came up behind you. Same thing you did to me.
Why, you're masked. And you're not Dave.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
I can't figure it out. I thought...
I was someone named Dave.
But you are an owl hoot, or you wouldn't be wearing that mask.
No. Both of your guesses are wrong.
I always figure a mask means...
It might mean the same thing as that star you're wearing, Sheriff.
All right. You've got me pegged. Now what?
Nothing. Except I'd like to know who Dave is.
He's my son. I haven't seen him for over 10 years. Figured he'd be about your size and build.
Is your son an outlaw?
I don't know. A tin horn gambler told me so last night. I didn't want to believe it. Dave was kind of wild, and he might be running with Quirt Bastian's gang.
Quirt Bastian, huh? And rather than that, you were going to kill your own son.
He'd be better off dead.
Hmm. Sheriff, I'm holding the guns. You're my prisoner now. And I'm going to demand one thing before I release you.
What's that?
Tell me about Dave and about yourself. The whole story.
I can't make you out, stranger.
Well, don't try to. Just tell me what I've asked.
Well, like you say, you're holding the guns.
That's right.
The whole thing started about 10 years ago.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story. As Adam Hunter told the Lone Ranger about the incident that had caused Dave to leave his home, the masked man motioned to Tonto to bring up the horses.
Old Scout. Old Silver.
That's about all there is to it. Haven't seen Dave since that night.
Tell me one more thing.
Do you think it was Dave who shot Joe Simpson that night?
No, I don't. And not because it was Dave. It was pitch dark that night. Nobody could really see what happened.
What do you know about Ike Lyons?
Just a drifting gambler. I've heard that a tin horn like him is lookout for the Bastion gang. But I can't prove it's Ike.
And Court Bastion, what does he look like?
Little sawed-off armory with a crooked nose.
Have you ever tried to arrest him?
Sure, I've crossed his trail a dozen times. But the critter always steers clear of me.
Then if Dave is with Bastion, they've got to bring the gang out into the open.
How?
You said you were pretty sure they're holed up somewhere in the Dragoon Hills.
That's a lot of territory. Might be near here. Might be 100 miles away.
So the only thing to do is make them come to us.
What? Why, that don't make sense.
Yes, it does. You'll help.
I'll do anything to find Dave. Or to put Quirt Bastion behind bars.
Good. Now, here's the first move. You go back home and get sick. Sick enough to die.
What?
I'll get in touch with you later and explain the details.
Steady, big fella.
Right now, it's important that none of us are seen in this vicinity. Ready, Tonto?
Be ready.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I never heard of
such a thing. Come on, Silver. Let's count.
Well, of all that, I've got to get sick. That'll help me find Dave and Quirt Bastion. That mask critter must be loco.
But on the following day, when Tonto arrived at the sheriff's house with a detailed letter from the Lone Ranger, Adam changed his mind. Within an hour, the report of Sheriff Hunter's illness reached the Palace Cafe.
What's that, Charlie? You say the sheriff's ailing?
Got pneumonia, according to the doctor.
Pneumonia? That's bad. Mighty bad.
Yes, I sure
What's
hate
this?
To see...
Somebody say Adam Hunter's sick?
Yeah, and it's a good thing for you, Ike, that he's flat on his back.
So the Lord Dog is out of circulation. Well, I'm sure sorry to hear it. Awful sorry.
And according to the doctor's reports during the next few days, Adam Hunter became steadily worse. No visitors were allowed. The only information about the sheriff's illness came from an Indian who was apparently helping the doctor. On the afternoon of the fourth day, the Indian walked into the cafe.
Hey, Injun, you'd better skin out of here. They don't sell drinks to Injuns.
Oh, me not want drink. Me hunt for carpenter.
What's that, a carpenter? I thought you redskins lived in tents.
Well, not want carpenter for me. Doctor feller say find him. Tell him to make coffin.
A coffin? Say, are you the Injun who's been living down at the sheriff's house? Then if the Sawbones wants a coffin, it means that Adam Hunter is... That's bad news. Hey, gents, it's happened. An Injun just brought the news. Sheriff Hunter's dead. The Redskin was hunting for a carpenter to make a coffin. So I guess the funeral will be tomorrow.
Adam Hunter dead. That's the toughest luck this town's ever had.
I say it's good luck. So good, I'll even buy drinks for the house. Hit the bar, gents. It's on me. Oh, what's the matter? Am I poisoned or something?
Well, that's a rough idea of what they mean, Ike. If you don't believe it, ask them again.
Yeah? Well, if you hombres don't know good news when you hear it, I'll do my celebrating in my own way.
Ike Lyons, the gambler, left the cafe, mounted his horse, and rode several miles into the Dragoon Hills before he reached a small and well-hidden cabin.
Whoa, 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 you critter, whoa! It's Ike. Ike Lyons, let me in.
How many times have I told you not to make any noise when you come up here? We've had you spotted ever since you hit the canyon.
But, Quirt, I came to tell you that
I said no noise. Remember that.
All right. Oh, boys. Pete, Red, Smitty. Hiya. Where's your new gun hand, Quirt?
You mean the kid? He's over there in the corner cleaning his gun.
What do you care, Tinhorn?
Hey, Quirt, I don't have to take talk
Shut
like
up.
That.
Tell me why you're up here this time of day. Your job is to stay in town.
I know, but something happened and
what?
I thought I... The break you've been waiting for. There's no more law in Solano. Cattleman's bank will be a cinch now.
What do you mean, no more law? Adam Hunter is plenty for me.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. Adam Hunter's dead.
What? Are you sure?
Did I hear right? Did you say my dad's dead?
Died this afternoon. Pneumonia.
So he finally kicked in, eh? Glad to hear it.
Maybe you'd better not be so glad. Or I'll knock all your teeth down your throat.
Boy, you...
Put down that gun, Smitty. I brought this outfit. Put down that gun.
If the kid wants to fight, it's all right with me. I'll drill him before he can slap leather.
I'd like to see that. All I've ever heard you do is boast.
Yeah? I outshot you 10 years ago when I plugged Joe Simpson.
Shut up, Smitty. Oh. It was you who did what I was blamed for. I'm glad to know that,
sir. I'll simmer down, both of you. I don't care what happened 10 years ago. You're all working for me now.
Sure, it's ancient history. Well, what do you think about cracking the cattleman's bank, Quirt?
Not a bad idea. If the sheriff's dead, everybody in town will be heading for Boot Hill to see him planted. We can ride into town while the funeral's going on.
What's young Dave doing? Walking out on us?
Leave him alone. He'll be all right. Now, here's what we'll do tomorrow. We'll ride straight to the plant.
Hello, Dave. I've been waiting for you.
Masked?
No, don't reach for your gun. I have you covered. Besides that, we ought to be friends.
Who are you?
That isn't important. But I have something for you that is.
What are you talking about?
This.
Star. A lawman's star?
It's from your father. He asked me to find you. I've been watching Quirt Bastion's hideout for 3 days.
I just heard about Dad. Ike Lyons, Quirt's lookout, brought the news.
Is that so?
You see, I left home about 10 years ago. I was a smart-aleck kid then. Didn't know any better. I punched cows in Montana, then went to South America on a cattle boat.
I see.
I wanted to come back and see Dad lots of times,
but... He told me the whole story. Your father's been a mighty lonesome man all these years, Dave.
So have I. But I didn't know until just now that an hombre named Smitty did the killing I ran away from.
Is Smitty one of Quirt Bastion's gang?
He is now. We all are. Once you hit the Owl Hoot, there's no turning back. But I guess you know that.
No. I don't. That's why I brought you the sheriff's badge.
I told Dad one time that it was nothing but a hunk of tin.
Not tin. It represents courage, Dave. And I think your father would like you to have it.
I'm an outlaw. I can't...
There's no one stopping you except Quirt Bastion.
You mean...
That if you'll take this star, Dave, and wear it, I'll tell you what I mean.
It's a deal.
Good. Now listen carefully.
The following afternoon, almost everyone in Solano gathered at the little wooden church and waited for Adam Hunter's funeral service to begin. They were wholly unprepared for what happened a few moments later. Quirt Bastion and his outlaws rode into town and reined up before the cattleman's bank.
Hey, look, it's the Bastion gang. They've got to clean out the bank.
Now, listen, all of you. Keep quiet, nobody will get hurt. All me and my boys want is what's inside this bank.
Yeah, you had to wait till the sheriff was dead before you'd risk it.
Shut up! Get in there, clean it out, boys. Dave and I'll keep those yokels covered.
No, we won't, Quirt. This is where you played out your string.
What the? You go loco, kid?
I've just come to my senses. This will give you an idea of what I mean.
Lowman's badge. How come you...
It belonged to my dad. I'm going to do what he would have done. Reach, Quirt. You're under arrest.
Well, you double-crosser. Come on out, boys. We've run into trouble.
Don't worry, Dave. We can throw as much lead as they can.
Look! There's an hombre with a mask, and he's sighting Dave!
Oh, my son. Keep shooting. I'm with you.
Dad, I thought you were dead.
So did everybody else. Let's show Quirt and his skunks what a big mistake they made.
Oh.
better, son?
I'll be all right, Dad. Just a scratch.
Quirt and his bunch are all in jail, Dave. Every one of them, including Ike Lyons.
That's good news. I can't get over it. I thought you were dead.
Oh, it was just a trick. So Quirt and his gang had come out and try something. Kind of a mean trick to play on you and my friends. But it worked.
Dad, tell me something. Did you send that masked man out to find me?
Nope, it was his idea. The whole thing.
Did you know I was with Quirt's gang?
Well, I figured you were. I wasn't sure until...
How did you and the masked man know I'd take that lawman star when he offered it to me?
We didn't know. But we were both betting on you. Me and the Lone Ranger.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.